This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and this morning we're very honoured, really, to be in the new Fruit Market Gallery, and I'm here with...
With Fiona Bradley. I'm Fiona, I'm the director of the Fruit Market, and we're very, very pleased to have you.
It's looking bigger, brighter. £4.3 million has been spent here. Do tell me a little about it.
Yes, all of that, yes. It is bigger, it's brighter, we have spent... a considerable amount of money. What we've essentially done is improve the existing fruit market with an emphasis on access, making sure that everyone has the same experience of the fruit market. So the front door is easier to work, it's a power-assisted front door, there are more and better toilets, but more importantly, I think everybody now comes around the building in the same order. So if you come up in the lift, you come to the same place as the stairs come up. So that was one of the key drivers of the project, making sure that everyone could have the best experience. We've also upgraded all the facilities in the fruit market, so there are new surfaces, new lighting, everything's tighter and, as you say, brighter and cleaner. And we've also turned our offices into an education studio. So we have space for workshops, for talks, for community groups, right in the heart of the fruit market. And it is at the heart, because the other thing we've done with our £4.3 million is to expand into the space next door. So what was the very edge of the fruit market is now the very middle, and we have a whole new building next door to do wonderful things in with artists.
Well, I think we better take a walk, Fiona. Yes. You better lead on. And so coming in the door from Market Street, which is really just next to Waverley Station, we have the cafe area, as was, more or less, as in the same place. And then turning right, we've got the inaugural exhibition with Carla Black, which is very pink.
It is very pink and very beautiful. Carla makes beautiful, beautiful work. She also makes work which prioritises material experience over anything else. She speaks, I think, very beautifully about, let's not worry too much about what the art means. When you walk through a landscape, you don't worry too much about what the trees mean. You just enjoy looking at them. And for me, for an exhibition to launch a new building, especially now when we've all been starved of culture and starved of places to go and experience art in real life, it was very important to me that we should open with a show that really celebrated being in the room with art, what it feels like to be surrounded by beautiful things.
So this room is a room of sculpture, in inverted commas, I think we better say, because some of it is, it looks like it's using perspex. We've got a piece of what could really be described as a big piece of cellophane, I think, in front of us here. But are you allowing people in here to walk around the sculptures?
Yes. That's very
that seems very precarious, Fiona.
It's something that we believe in very strongly at the Fruit Market, that the best way to keep art safe is for people to want to help us look after it. Mm-hmm. And you want to help look after it if you can enjoy it. And walking amongst it, walking amongst this, as you say, these extraordinary volumes, some of them made of cardboard, some of them made of sugar paper, there's polystyrene covered in loose powder. There's a work made by pouring Gaviscon, the medicine for minor stomach
That's very pink.
On the floor. It was very pink. It's not so pink now because it dries into kind of interesting, looks like cracked china. So all kinds of materials. So it's an exhibition about the joy you can find in the things that surround you, really.
Why did you choose Carla Black, apart from the fact that she's made this amazing exhibition, but what made you choose her?
Well, we worked with Carla 10 years ago. We took Carla to Venice as part of Scotland in Venice. And we were really excited to make a show there with her and understand how she responds to space and to light. And the show she made there was in Venice and for Venice. And we realised that she's really good at working in spaces that she's only just seen. And that she can arrive somewhere and make something really beautiful that helps us understand the space. So that seemed
And of course she would have only seen this really on plan, effectively,
yes,
because
I mean,
a lot of
Yes, she
changed.
Knew the Fruit Market building. And could understand the changes when I talked through them with her. But the big one is the new space. So the space next door, she stood in for the first time on the 4th of May this year, and she started making the work on the 14th.
Wow.
So she has an extraordinary ability to grasp what a space can be and what a space can do, and then really likes to be left alone with it, in it, with her materials, to make the work right there.
Where are we going now?
I'd like to take you upstairs, if that's okay.
Okay, I can do the stairs. And of course you have a lift as well, as
we
you were saying.
We do have a lift as well. And this is a new staircase, which we're very proud of. It's a beautiful new staircase. But I'm bringing you upstairs because I want to bring you into the light. I think one of the things that people have always loved about the fruit market is the way the light floods in on the top floor. And that's still there, very much so. The windows have been renovated, so it's even more light. And Carla has made this beautiful work, which makes the whole space blush pink with the reflected light from her work.
Oh, wow. So we have a huge upper space here with massive... It is a kind of a cupola, really, isn't it?
Yes.
And so lots and lots of light. And can people walk around this? This is a floor-based exhibit.
It's essentially a carpet. Carla has spread a carpet of pink powder all over the floor. It's plaster powder and powder paint. So Carla likes, much is made of the fact that Carla uses all kinds of materials. So there's thread, sewing thread, as well as plaster powder and powder paint, that is materials that have its potential still embedded within it. The plaster hasn't been mixed and set. It's still there, ready to have all its energy, really, in the future. And she's sieved this extraordinary carpet of pink all over the floor. And then she's thrown cotton reels, reels of thread, into the space, looped it over the beams, made a kind of a cat's cradle, really, around the other side thread. Very happy. For me, it's
so this you cannot walk on.
You can walk around the edge, please.
It
does have that kind of untrodden snow.
Yes.
Almost vertical.
But you wouldn't want people walking right across the surface.
We don't want people walking across the surface. We left an edge for people to walk
around. Oh, I see.
Around.
Yes, I see now over here.
Yes, we wouldn't want footprints in the middle of it, though it's quite tempting, I imagine.
Well, I suppose for children it would be.
Yes, you can see the tracks that the cotton reels have made.
Yes.
As they've entered.
And it does give a very, very pink glow in this whole room.
It shows how active materials are, actually. This room is just the pure alchemy of art. Not very much. Some plaster powder and some thread, and the whole room is changed.
It's just an artwork in itself. And the temptation to kneel down and actually touch that powder is almost overwhelming, so I think we better move on before I do.
Will I take you into our brand new space that you won't have been in before?
Yes. Well, I've probably been in it when it was a nightclub before.
Oh, no, first I'm going to take you into what was our offices.
Ah,
right. To show you the education space. If that's
okay, yes. Well, who are you going to use the education space for?
Well, the variety of community groups who work with us. We have already had older people from the Cranny Community Centre. We have a project with them called Making Memories. We've been working with them online throughout the pandemic. And the minute we could, we got them into the new space to see what they thought of our new education studio. And now they don't want to go back either online or to the Cranny.
Oh, but the Cranny is a beautiful new building too.
The Cranny is fantastic, but they were very excited to work in our bespoke education studio, which is lovely.
So we are walking past all the pinkness and into what was your offices, and now your studio. And yes, I can see why they would quite like to work here. This is... I think I could come and work here.
Yeah, so a lovely big airy room with all the facilities we need. We have a sink for clearing up of messy activity. There's a kitchen, there's a small archive room for quieter study and work. And essentially it's a big room with the same floor as the gallery, the same specifications as the gallery. So if you make beautiful work with our community groups, we can have mini exhibitions here. And really celebrate the work that we do.
And lots of light as well, and a lovely big window looking down onto Market Street as well, which is great. Superb. I shall look forward to seeing. Was this some of the work that the people from the Cranny made?
The works on the wall are the people from the Cranny. So a couple of weeks ago, they were doing a printmaking workshop in here, making prints with natural materials. And that's some of our school's project, our school's work.
This look like streets and maps and how people might want their streets to be. There's a lot of chat about that in the town at the moment.
Trust young people to tell us what the future should look like.
Well, I think there's a way.
Okay.
Yep.
Back through the building. We'd love to give the people the chance to walk past this beautiful pavilion.
The pinkness of this is just is quite overwhelming.
And it changes throughout the day as the light changes.
Of course.
The light changes on it, the pink changes. Sometimes you would absolutely certain that somebody had sipped a whole new colour over it.
But then that, with all the sunlight coming in, yes, you definitely get that change. And I love the idea of the thread, sort of threaded through.
It's very simple, but very beautiful.
It is. It's quite calming, actually, I think.
Yes.
Quite calming.
Well, art acts on it, doesn't it?
This is a complete experience,
this one. Well, Carla talks about wanting you to be almost overwhelmed
yes.
by her work.
And think, I think that's true. I think actually you could be.
In a
good way, yes. So back downstairs. And so this is a new concrete staircase or something.
New concrete staircase with, I know it might not be everybody's idea of real excitement, but it is mine. The handrail goes all the way down.
Good.
It's incredibly safe and easy to grasp.
And tell me, what were you doing then whilst this was being done? How long has this taken, this project?
It's taken the best part of 2 years.
Okay.
It should have taken 8 months.
Uh-huh.
But the pandemic elongated it.
Yes.
Construction completely stopped, and then obviously it's harder.
Yeah.
And everything takes longer. But we're now in the cafe, and I just want to point out that we were very pleased to be able to get, obviously one of the things that we've been doing during the pandemic is worrying about artists and how artists will continue to make a living, and we've tried as much as possible to commission artists to make things for this space. So we've got artist-designed lights over the new servery, and something I'm really excited about, an artist-designed water fountain. The lights are by Andrew Miller. And the water fountain is Tanya Kovacs, who has designed this fountain for people to come and fill up their water bottles.
That's beautiful. The fruit market
is a free public space right in the middle of Edinburgh. As you say, we're right by Waverley Station. It's important to us that people should be able to come in, fill their water bottles, use the toilets, and leave if that's what they want to do. Or have a lovely cup of coffee, look at our work.
Or have a seat for a little while.
Exactly.
So now we're walking essentially down Market Street.
We're walking inside, in a new ramp, which takes us in to the new building.
And this is very black, and is this always going to be this sort of colourway?
So it's dark. This is a fruit and vegetable warehouse. Mm. When the fruit and veg markets moved out in the 70s, the fruit market building was turned almost immediately into a building for art. This building next door was taken over by a nightclub owner who ran a succession of nightclubs in this space. It was Buster Brown's, it was Massa, it was most recently the Electric Circus. And then when he wanted to retire, he came to us and said, would we ever consider buying him out of the lease? Would we like this building to expand into?
So the answer was yes.
The answer was yes. And what we've got here is we were able, because the nightclub only ever used the lower floor, we were able to stand on the top floor and work out what the building was really like, what it was made of. And what it's made of is brick and steel. And it's the raw material, really, of the fruit market. It's what our building would have been.
Yeah.
And we knocked out the partition floor, and you have this double height brick and steel warehouse.
That's great, isn't it? The brickwork on the back walls is really... It's quite reminiscent of a market somehow.
It is. Well, it's exactly as it would have been. You can see the hoist in the ceiling that would have the fruit. So the fruit market hovers over the station.
Yes,
And the fruit and vegetables would have come in
underneath
by the railway and then been hoisted up by that hoist through a hole in the floor straight into the building and then sold out of the front. So we kept the hoist in the ceiling. We've kept everything we can.
And all the steelwork, is that as was? You've just exposed it, really?
It's as was. When we stood upstairs and thought, what if we knock the floor out, we could have a double height space.
Yeah.
We realised we were going to have to keep the steel in to keep the building standing. But also that we wanted to, because the history of this building is embedded in the materials that it's made from.
Absolutely, and you could always use these for hanging things from,
yes,
I'm quite
absolutely.
Sure.
Well, we're hoping that this space, at the moment, it has Carla's rather extraordinary art installation in it, but we're hoping in the future as well to be able to commission dancers and performers and to have live music events. I'm imagining, aerial performers swinging from the beams and,
I've seen them do that in the museum, actually,
right.
Which I always thought was rather dangerous with a marble floor, but with a wooden floor
like
this,
it wouldn't
be so bad. So, and this again is a Carla Black exhibit, and this time it's all gold and copper and earth strewn across the floor. And tell me tell me the more artistic description of it then.
I think you're doing pretty well, actually. You always start with the material. So what Carla's done here is really revel in the fact that this is a dark space. This is like the dark twin, if you like, of the fruit market, what the fruit market would have been. So in the fruit market building, it's looking back over her work. There are sculptures made of light materials, light colours. Here, it's work, as I say, made in this space not very long ago. And she wanted to use materials which would glint, would catch the available light and glint in the shafts of light that come through this big black shuttered wall, and also using earth, so playing on the contrast between the very delicate, airy, sort of gorgeousness of the copper and gold leaf and the kind of dirt, down and dirty, if you like, off on the floor of the gallery.
Are you going to have events with Carla explaining her art or
yes.
speaking about?
Yes, we have. Carla will do an artist talk. We think it will certainly be online as well as in real life. It might only be online, depending what's happening.
Yeah, depending.
Carla will do an artist talk, and we'll have a panel discussion, and I'll do a walk around.
Oh, great.
As well. What we like to do, I like to do it when the exhibition's been up for a while, talking about what it feels like.
Yes, when you've had time
every day.
To.
It's a different kind of experience.
Yeah, you've had time then to engross yourself.
And yes, and this one is really teaching us what this new space can do.
Absolutely.
I mean, you never really know the full potential of a space until you've had an artist.
This is this is quite a unique gallery, really, in the city now, isn't it?
That's, I think it's a space that Edinburgh doesn't have.
Yeah.
This raw, kind of bold space. It's a space that asserts itself quite forcefully. You know, as I say, you have to work with it, really.
Yeah.
It is a very particular space. It has a lot of character, which I think is nice.
Yes, it is. It's much better than just, you know, four white walls and rehanging paintings or whatever.
Exactly.
Or displaying some sculpture. So now we're walking down a ramp again parallel to Market Street.
Yes, we're walking down. Now this is the very end of the building. The public part of the building, our offices are through the other side, but I do want to draw your attention to Neon Bow by Kiki Smith, which is the neon piece that's always hung in the cafe of the fruit market since 1999, when Kiki Smith had an exhibition here and kindly gave his work to the fruit market. It's kind of a symbol of social life, really, in the fruit market. It's always been in the cafe. I think people are very fond of it. People have their own interpretations of it, their own memory of it. And it was really important to us that it should stay in the fruit market. So we've just pushed it from the cafe right to the end of the space so that people have this visual marker, if you like, of what we've done.
And that's it. That's the new fruit market.
It is. It took us an impressively long time to get around it. We made it bigger.
It did. You're opening on the 7th of July, and your opening hours are?
Our opening hours are 11 till 6, and of course we're free. We always have been and we always will be.
And your website is?
Our website is fruitmarket.co.uk.
Thank you very much indeed, Fiona. I'm really, I love this new space, and it's been very nice to have an advanced look.
Oh,
thank you.
Please, thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Edinburgh Report. Listen out for more episodes coming soon, and make sure you don't miss any by hitting the subscribe button now. This is one of the platforms where we can help advertise your business to our listeners. Would you like to know more about that? Then email editor@theedinburghreporter.co.uk. And remember, you can subscribe to have our monthly newspaper delivered to you direct. Sign up today on our website, www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.